From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, top tunes from communist North Korea. And the red planet, Mars, comes closer to Earth than at any time in the past 60,000 years. But first, China's foreign minister calls the first day of meetings about North Korea's nuclear program a great success. Delegates from six nations are at the talks in Beijing: North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan, Russia, and the U.S. The U.S. and other nations are worried by North Korea's recent pronouncement that it means to build nuclear weapons. For lessons on the art of negotiating, we called the dean of Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service, Robert Gallucci. He was an ambassador with the Clinton administration. 10 years ago, he was in charge of negotiating a pact with North Korea that became known as the Agreed Framework. Among other things, it was supposed to resolve North Korea's nuclear issues. Ambassador Gallucci, what's it like when you're negotiating with North Koreans?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is that the North Koreans that we met for the first time in June of 1993 came to New York all wearing lapel pins. I know that's an odd thing perhaps to focus on, but they all had little pictures of Kim Il-sung. And I don't think I'd ever been opposite a delegation before where everyone was wearing a little picture on their lapel.
This is the former North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il's father.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Substantively, the North Korean, the head of the delegation at the time, the Vice Foreign Minister, Kang Suk-ju, was able. He was, I think, very focused on the objectives that the North Koreans had in these negotiations. And I think to the extent one wants to call the process rational, it was. But at the same time, I think there was a sense of drama that the North Koreans interject into negotiations.
Give me an example. What do you mean?
On one occasion, the head of the delegation, the Vice Foreign Minister, was very unhappy with our repeated insistence that the agreement contained some requirement for the North Koreans to enter into direct bilateral discussions with the South Koreans. And the Vice Foreign Minister said very heatedly that he never, ever, ever wanted to hear that said again. So I thought I needed to do what any American would do at a time like that, and that is to repeat the need over and over again to have the South Koreans in the discussions.
And how did that tactic go for you?
Well, from my perspective, it went pretty well, but from his, it didn't. He rose, and he had his whole delegation rise and make it clear they were going to walk out as a result of this. They figured out pretty quickly, though, that this was not a good idea since we were having the meeting in their mission in Geneva, and walking out was not a terrific idea.
Where are they going to go? Mr. Ambassador, I don't mean to judge what you're doing or anything, but this sounds an awful lot like schoolyard tactics, doesn't it?
Well, it can sound that way, and it can sound trivial, but I think if you talk to any negotiator, there are a lot of levels at which you engage your negotiating partner. One level is an intellectual level in terms of the substance of the arrangements you're working out, but there's clearly a lot of interpersonal activity, one-upsmanship, that goes on in any negotiation, and I think any negotiator's got to be prepared to engage at different levels.
As you look at these talks that are getting underway now, what's your prognosis?
I think it would be a very successful first meeting or set of meetings if both sides, the five states on one side and the North Koreans on the other, agreed that they would continue to meet, to meet again. In other words, that they recognized that they were not going to settle the problem of North Korea's nuclear weapons program at one go. I think to expect substantive progress on the North Korean weapons program at this point would be to ask a great deal.
Robert Gallucci, Dean of Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service and former chief negotiator with North Korea, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.